Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit." Jesus loved to use these everyday images from nature to illustrate his gospel message. This image of vineyards and grapes would have been very familiar to his disciples. Several years ago, I toured a vineyard and winery in Kewaunee. It was harvest time, and the workers and volunteers were bringing loads and loads of grapes, of rich fruit, heavy off the vine, up to the winery. The activities and the smells and the smiles on everyone's faces, in spite of the hornets and the hard work, filled the space with a sense of joy and excitement. While the winemaking process was fascinating, and the tasting was pretty good too, I was particularly captivated by the care that went into selecting the location for the winery and the vineyard, and the process of planting and caring for the grapes. The owner said it took him and his wife several years to find the right variety of grapes and the right location to plant their vines. The land they selected is on a gently sloping hill that faces toward the south. So the vines get plenty of sunshine throughout the year, not just in summertime, but also in winter to ward off the frigid days that we have here. They're about 3 miles in from Lake Michigan, which gives them a few more weeks of ripening time in the fall before the first frost. And the cool breezes off the lake, as we're all familiar with, like to moderate that summer heat and also provide extra moisture at night from the dew. But it was the land itself that made this the perfect place for their vineyard. The land was an open field, but it had never been farmed, which was unusual for that area with all the farms up there. The soil was great, but there were rocks just below the surface throughout the whole field, and that made it unsuitable for plowing and traditional farming. But the rocky soil was perfect for grapes. I came to learn that the challenge of sending the roots down between and around the rocks and through that soil strengthened the vines, to the point where they were able to start producing fruit much earlier, and also to the point where they would last a long time. Strong vines produce strong branches, and once established, their careful pruning continued to strengthen those vines and the branches, promoting new growth and abundant fruit for many years. The process of planting vineyards and pruning and tending vines and harvesting the grapes has not changed much over the millennia. We, of course, have new science that have developed new varieties of grapes that can withstand the Wisconsin winter. But the process itself has not changed much since the time of Jesus and before him in the time of the prophets. Jesus' disciples would have understood it well. In John's gospel, Jesus talks about this image, this relationship, during the Last Supper. Jesus has just washed their feet, and they just ate the bread and drank the wine that Jesus had turned into his body and his blood. And he gave them this word, "I am the vine, my Father is the vine grower. You are the branches. You cannot bear fruit unless you remain on the vine." They would have begun to understand the mystery of what Jesus was trying to teach them. This image reveals the intimate relationship Jesus has with the Father and with us. Just as the rain and the sun and the wind and the soil send life through the vine and into the branches, so too does the Father give life and abundance through Jesus. If we remain in Jesus, this relationship is enlivened and enriched by the love of the Spirit, filling us with life and love so we can grow strong and produce abundant fruit for the world. So what does it mean to remain in Jesus and for Jesus to remain in us? Well, Jesus makes it simple and clear. A branch that is weak or disconnected from the vine cannot bear fruit. Just as the processes of nature follow certain natural laws and truths, so too our social and spiritual lives are governed by natural and fundamental truths and realities. Think of our relationships with one another. A branch that is disconnected grows weak and dies. A friendship or relationship between parents and children or siblings and friends will not remain strong without our regular connection. It needs time and attention and care. An occasional text or Facebook post are fine, but they cannot replace real personal interaction and expressions of love and care. A getaway weekend will not heal a marriage that is broken by a lack of attention and years of neglect. Just like our relationship with the created world around us and our relationships with each other are governed by natural laws and truths, so too must we continually work on our relationship with Jesus. Our relationships with one another grow strong and bear fruit when they stay connected with love and care. Our relationship with Jesus grows strong and bears great fruit when we stay connected with Him with love and care. And that fruit enhances the world. Remaining in Jesus is more than coming to Mass on Sunday, although that's great and necessary. Jesus tells the disciples who are there with Him, You are already pruned. So I look out amongst us here and say, we are already pruned. We've got a good start. But remaining in Jesus means meeting Him in the Scriptures, keeping His commandment to love one another. It's putting on the mind of Christ when choosing how to interact with people in our polarized, divided, and often unfriendly world. It's seeing Christ in the face of the poor among us. It's turning to Jesus often in prayer and asking the Father to prune away the dead wood and the unproductive parts of our lives so we can more easily love Him and one another. Our faith is not an idea, a concept, or even a historical figure. Our faith is with a person, Jesus Christ, who died and rose from the dead. And through Jesus, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, that relationship enhances us and helps us grow and allows us to bear much fruit. While this kind of loving relationship with Jesus can be difficult, because it's not always easy to see Christ active in our lives and in the world, the good news is that Jesus puts forth tremendous effort to remain in us. That's the promise we receive and our children receive in baptism. That's the promise we receive and our youth will receive this week in confirmation. That's the promise we receive every time we go to reconciliation, and the promise we receive in the living word we hear at Mass. And that's the promise we receive and our children received last week when we received Jesus in the Eucharist. Remain in me as I remain in you, and you will bear great fruit. Amen.